This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, besties. Welcome back to another episode from Blended to Besties. We're on episode
four.
Episode four, season five.
Yep. We just got facials done.
We did. So if we look like last week's episode, but a little rougher.
That's what it is.
That's
why. We are going to be talking about me. And just
that needs to be the title. We're gonna be talking about me.
We've mentioned it a couple times, or at least I have in the past couple vlogs, but people have been asking and messaging me about, I've been mentioning, you know, just going through some issues that I had to, you know, figure out health wise and yes. I feel like a lot of women might be able to relate to this, because I'm kind of at a crossroads in my life, but I think I came up with my answer. So, but first, before we get into serious, let's talk about something hilarious. So, Tiffany and I was telling the lady who did our facials this too, Tiffany and I are classroom moms for Bryce's class.
Yes.
And we are, like, fully committed. Like, she wants us to come in all the time. Like, she really likes us.
She does.
It is quite the commitment. I didn't realize when I signed up how much they actually needed our help. But I'm grateful, you know, we're in a position where we can actually do it and I've never even do it before. So very grateful. And it is a good time. It's nice to get out of the house, you know, volunteer.
Yeah, we get to see the kids. Kids say the darndest things in the classroom. And it's like, just like a little boost of serotonin. Just hearing just all these little children and their ideas and like how they answer things.
Mm-hmm.
The random stories that they say.
Bryce gets so excited every single time he sees us in there. So it's just good to know, you know, whatever. So it was our first time, I think, when we were, it was our first time being classroom moms. It was when we were organizing the board games.
Mm-hmm.
We went in there. And his teacher, I mean, she doesn't know who we are. Like, not that everyone does, but, you know, she doesn't have TikTok. She's not big on social media or anything. So Bryce was so excited to see us. He pulls her aside and she's telling us this. She's like, I just have to tell you this. Bryce pulled her aside and was like, I have to tell you a secret. Or he's like, I have to tell you a big secret. And so his teacher told us, she was like, you know, usually when kids say this, like...
No, he says something like he had a secret that he couldn't tell anyone.
Oh, that's
what she
was
concerned
about. Yeah, he was like, I have to tell you a secret that I'm not allowed to tell anyone or something like that. So she was like, oh God, here we go. Like, I'm not to call CPS. Like, she's like trying to like mentally prepare herself because she's like, usually when kids say things like that, they're like being abused at home or something like that.
Something fishy's going on.
So she's, mind you, we're in the classroom and Bryce is saying that they're lining up for lunch. So I'm like, I could feel getting the side eye a little bit. I'm like, what? So Bryce, and mind you, Tiffany was pregnant and we weren't telling
anyone.
And I told him, I was like, do not tell him. Because I don't know, like, who follows us and who doesn't. But I was like, do not tell anyone in your class that Tiffany's pregnant. Because, you know, not that anyone would see it, but still. Just, like, you know, don't get too used to saying it yet. Because you don't need to tell anybody.
I think he's spreading it to the world.
I know. Like, he'll be telling people at Publix and just don't. So I assume, I'm like... This kid told his teacher that Tiffany was pregnant, and he literally had one job. So,
little snitch.
So his teacher is like, yeah, Bryce told me that he's famous, and that you guys are famous on TikTok, and that means he's basically famous now, and you guys are moms of Tampa. And I'm like, this fucking kid.
I just love how he thinks moms of Tampa is like a secret. Like, this, like, exclusive
thing. Well, I told
him,
I was like, you know, because we're not famous. We're not. And for him to go around and think that he's famous, we're not even famous.
Probably Brett thinks he's a celebrity.
Girl,
I should be on TV.
And for him to go around and be like, I'm famous, like, me, Bryce, I'm famous. Like, get the fuck out of here. I looked at his teacher and I'm like, we're not famous.
I think, like, because he's seen, like, random people come up to us and be like, you're the moms of Tampa, and he just, like, associates that with, like, oh, people know who they are, that he thinks, like, that he's famous, and then let people know, like, who he is and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he thinks, like, his shit don't stink now.
That's what happened when we were at Target a couple days ago. We were literally just like, every single time I go to Target, every single time someone's like, oh my god, like we get recognized at Target, which is cool, but they didn't recognize me. They recognized Michael.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Michael was, I had a hat on, like you couldn't tell it was me.
Or you were camouflaged.
I was, yeah. Camouflaged, I was wearing a hat, like I had big old sunglasses on, I mean.
You really didn't want to see.
I don't know. But Michael, you know, was Michael, and she was like, oh my god. And she like waved. But yeah, he said he was famous. And that's what his big secret was. He didn't tell his teacher, and his teacher was like, oh, that's like, better than what I was thinking.
Better than being called.
She thought she had to call CPS, and I was just like, that is so embarrassing for my kid.
I love that for him.
So yeah, that's.
So Bryce is famous, in case any of you guys want to know.
So embarrassing. And then you have like the complete opposite spectrum where it's like Michael, and he's just like.
He wants nothing to do with this. Yeah.
I know.
He thinks it's not cool.
He got recognized. Actually, at the school he's at now, on like the first or second week, he's like, your moms are on TikTok. And he's like, don't say that.
I know.
Doesn't want any involvement at all. And I'm just like, ugh.
Which is so crazy. Because like it happened recently where he used to think it was cool. And so I remember his friends were following us. We were having to block them because we just do not have kids following our page.
We post inappropriate stuff. Sometimes.
So he went from like being like so cool, like his friends were following us because he was obviously talking about us for his friends to follow us, to now like we're an embarrassment, like
literally night and day.
Excuse me.
Yep. So I love that for him. Whatever. So anyway, I'm gonna try to make this one a little shorter because I have to pick up the kids. But anyway, so. I don't know if any other moms are like this, but I never go to the doctor.
That might be just you, girl.
It's so funny because, like, if anything happens to the kids, immediately, like, they go. Like, I'm like, okay, let's get the doctor's appointment. Like, Michael always goes to the eye doctor every single year. I think it's twice a year, actually. No, is it once a year? Once a year. He goes to the dentist twice a year, like clockwork. Every 6 months, they're in the dentist. As soon as he needed braces, I was like, we need to get braces. Like, sports, anything that the kids need, I'm like right on top of it, but I never go to the doctor for myself. And it became like this long running joke where, you know, like it was your mom, actually it was Tiffany's mom, yeah, who actually just like stayed on my ass and was like, no, you need to go to the doctor. And she was literally like checking in with me. Mm-hmm.
Like, she constantly asked you, have you made an appointment yet? And you're like,
yeah. And then she was to the point where she was like messaging me on Facebook, I guess, to get like a timestamp to see if I read it.
I want to know if she knows.
I know. So I hadn't been, I mean, I still haven't been to the dentist. I haven't been to the dentist and it's, I don't even want to say how long.
Remember when you needed to go to the dentist because your teeth were in so much pain? You meant to make an appointment. You're like, it's all better now. I don't need to go.
Yep. Girl, I
with
tried.
With nothing being fixed, yeah, you were just like, the pain doesn't hurt as much.
My wisdom teeth were coming in. I remember my face all swelled up, and I just took Motrin, and the swelling went down, and then I was like, yeah.
You're like, I'm good to go, and you just, like, completely dismissed
the issue The issue is, okay, so I tried going to the dentist again, because I was like, I need to go. Now that I'm, like, on the street, yeah, and, like, going to the doctor, I'm like, I'm going to go to the dentist. I called, and they were like, what type of insurance do you have? And I told them, and they were like, we'll have to call you back and let you know if we take that type. They never called me back. So then I was like, oh, well.
This is a sign.
Because I'm not going to the dentist. That's fine.
You don't even try a different dentist or find options.
Nope, I tried one. I tried. So the universe tell me I don't need to go. But I do need to go to the dentist for real. But that's besides the point. So I finally went, like, at the beginning of, over the summer. I finally went. I went to a regular doctor. And mind you, the reason I went in the first place is because when I'm on my period, also men, you could just like click away. This is probably a very womanly podcast.
Unless you want to learn about periods.
I bleed a lot. And I'm not talking like, oh yeah, I have a heavy flow. Like, you've seen it. Like, I bleed a lot. Like, a concerning amount.
It's me trying to find a normal picture on Google of what a normal bleeding was. Because you were like, what do you consider normal?
I bleed a lot. Like, the biggest tampon you can find, I will bleed through an entire one in less than an hour. Sometimes two an hour. Like, it's a lot. I bleed a lot. I constantly am bleeding through stuff. It's really bad that much I bleed. So I was like, okay, well, enough is enough. Like, I need to go and get this checked out because it's been getting progressively worse. So I went and had a pap smear. And I went to a regular doctor, like a general doctor. And I got blood work done and like all my stuff. And they were like, you're anemic. And I was like, yeah, no shit. You see how much fucking blood I lose. Period. And I just had, like, some hormone things. Like, I wanted to get looked at. But mm-hmm. they were saying, like, no, we can't check your hormones until you go and you get this other stuff done. Long story short, I ended up going to the gynecologist finally. And I was going to talk to her about, well, my regular primary doctor said that I needed to go to the gynecologist to find out why I bled so much. So I went. Great. We did a pap smear. And they were like, you have abnormal cells, which is fine. I've had them before. And I've had a little procedure to, like, get them removed. Whatever. So I went and got them removed. Or I went and they took a biopsy. And then she was like, oh, well, we're going to take a lot of biopsies. And they ended up taking 12, which is fucking painful. And they all came back as either precancerous, all the, I guess there's like different levels the way she explained it. There's like precancer, then there's level 1, 2, 3, and then 4 is like full blown cancer. Mm-hmm. I had all of them, the 3 and the 4. So I had to go and get something called a LEAP, which is where they go in there and they take your cervix, well, part of it. So I went in there and the first one was called a colposcopy, which I had that done when they took the biopsies. That was also very painful. And then I had a, which they didn't know if I can give me anything.
I'm just over here thinking, like, every time you tell me the word, I'm like, that's not what I'm calling.
Yeah, she's like, how'd your colonoscopy go? And I'm like, I didn't fucking have a colonoscopy.
I know, I keep, so if you ever hear me talk about Megan's colonoscopy, that's what it was. I just can't remember the fucking name.
So they were like, you know, we can, they were basically saying, like, you know, you need to go in and get this removed. We can either do this, this, or this, or we can try a LEAP. And I was like, she's like, we can see if we can try to get it with the LEAP. And I was like, okay, but yeah, like, let's do that. So I went and got the LEAP done, and that was very, very painful. And then they were like, well, since the cells are so far along, like, we're going to take a biopsy again, do another colpo while we're in there to make sure we got it all. Mm-hmm. Cool. And I went back and they didn't. So I still have the cells in there. So my options are right now. Well, I also had a uterus scare too. They were thinking that because my uterus wasn't, I was getting so much blood, they were thinking that they were either fibroids, polyps, cysts, or cancerous tissue in my uterus. There's not. I got those results last week. Which is great, but which means I'm just gonna have to, I just gonna have to be on medication or something when I'm on my period if I wanna stop bleeding or
bleed not as heavy.
Have a hysterectomy. And that's kind of where I'm at now. It's either I have a hysterectomy and get rid of everything, and then I don't have to worry about the cells or anything coming back. Mm-hmm. I get to keep my ovaries, so I don't have to be on any kind of hormone. Mm-hmm. Or I keep it, keep my organs, and I have to go back for another colposcopy in 4 months, which would be January, and possibly another LEAP, and then just keep going, and then eventually, after the second LEAP, she said, we'll probably have to have a hysterectomy anyway. Mm-hmm. There. That's where I'm at currently. And my doctor said that if I wanted to have any more kids, I would, like, have to do it now. Because I would eventually need another LEAP. More than likely. So, that's where I'm kind of struggling. Well, I was. I mean, I was crying.
All the time.
Well, this is the issue. Okay. This was, like, a couple weeks ago. The issue was I got all of this information. Like, before I, at the beginning of the summer, like, I was, like, ignorance is bliss. Like, I had no idea I had these cells. I had no idea anything was going on. All of a sudden, I had all these tests. I was going in for all these procedures and then going in for the results. And then it was like, oh, well, actually, it's not better and you have to have this done. And it was like, oh, actually, they're still there. And it's, like, so much information. And then you have to make a decision by now.
Yeah.
And it was, it just all happened so fast. I didn't really get a chance to, like, process anything. Cause then we had, like, a million things going on over the summer too. I feel like at the fashion show, I had just had my procedure. It was my colpo, right?
The colposcopy. Yeah. That thingy.
Yeah. I was in so much pain. I was crying at the end.
Because we didn't know if you would be able to Because remember, we're like, maybe you have to sit down, and we didn't actually get to sit down. Yeah, yeah. That's when you had your procedure.
I was wearing a diaper, like a big old pad. I was bleeding. Oh my God, I was in so much pain. I was crying. Like at the end of the night, like I was just crying. And Tiffy's like,
"Oh yeah, because it was hurting you."
Yeah, I was in a lot of pain. But you know, that's the kind of stuff you don't see on social media. Like it's very. You literally see, like, a little snippet, you know? Like, you like behind the scenes, like, I was actually dying.
Mm-hmm. I know, you're crying, and you're like, I'm sorry, I'm not like this.
I know. I was in a lot of pain. And then the leap, that's, if you guys saw on our, that wasn't after my leap, that was after my results. Where I had the two Dairy Queens when they told me they didn't get it all.
That was
the same day. I didn't have my leap that day.
Yeah, wait.
Or no. Was that my uterus thing?
No, because your leap, I think I was watching the kids, maybe?
Yeah, You brought the kids with me. You weren't, yeah, you had the kids.
I had both kids.
Yeah, I had the leap after.
Yeah, because you were texting me, you're like, it's painful. And I'm like, are you texting while you're in pain during this
procedure?
I had to keep my
head off it. Yeah, the ultrasound, the uterus ultrasound thing is when they gave me the results that they didn't get everything. Mm-hmm. And, but they told me my uterus was good. Or that's when I had the procedure. I don't know. It's too many things. It was just too much over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm kind of at now. Like, you know, like, what am I going to do? Because literally, obviously, it's done. It's either I have to make a decision to have a kid now and be completely done, which is crazy because, like, I always said I didn't want any more kids. And, you know, like, I was totally fine. But it's like... in the back of my mind, like, I always knew if I ever wanted one, I could just have Travis, you know, snip snip or whatever. Like, you know, my husband has a vasectomy. He's already got a vasectomy, so.
He is snip snip.
Yeah, he would have to. Oh, and did you know? So, I talked to someone because, okay, so this is what I was going to. And I was about to start my period. So, getting all this information, having to, like, come up with a plan on what I was going to do because I had to go back that next week and kind of set up a surgery date. If I was gonna go that route, I'm about to start my period. I was crying. I'm not exaggerating. I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating. 6 to 7 times a day. And it was also the week that Tiffany announced that she was having a baby on social media. So seeing all these messages, I was so happy for her, and I was already overwhelmed because of that. And then we found out she was having a girl, and I was already so emotional with that. And then having all this on top. And then about to start my period. I was a fucking wreck. Tiffany would call me.
It's a very hard week for Megan.
I am not a crier. Okay, I don't cry a lot. It's just not something that I do for some reason. It's just whatever. Tiffany would call me every single day. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm crying.
Oh, you just got done crying.
Like, just got done crying. Every single day. Like, it was horrible. My eyes... The last podcast we were in here, I had to wear my glasses because my eyes were so puffy. I could not put my contacts in because I was just crying so much. After Travis's birthday dinner, Mike and Travis were supposed to go bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And I just bawled my eyes out on the way home, and Travis didn't end up going. And Mike was probably pissed, but I was like, I'm sorry. Like, he's like, I don't want to leave you.
Hurting his arm anyway, so what I said was going to happen.
It was just a mess. And I was... really, really, really struggling because I don't know what happened. It just, like, when the choice is taken away from you, like, it's actually not your choice anymore. You don't get to decide if you ever want kids or not.
Yeah.
Like.
It's more like a final thing. Or maybe more like a you don't get to decide instead of you thinking that you got to decide.
Yeah, like, I always
there's a difference
it.
Between saying, like, I don't want any more kids and be like, I can't any more
exactly.
kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so.
I think that, like, that wording is definitely scarier.
Yeah. I mean, like, I would literally have to have a major surgery. I would be out for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Like, I would never be able to hold a child. I would never be able to, like, this would be it.
Mm-hmm.
I would never get a period either. But.
Oh, God. And it was just really hard. I'm over here telling myself, like, I don't want a period. This sucks.
I don't want my period. My periods are the worst.
I know. I can never imagine your periods. We've compared and contrasted and.
It's
when we used
horrible.
To have periods at the same time, the amount of times you had to stop compared to me, I'm like, damn, how much is coming out of there?
It's a lot. Like, it's horrible. But there is a medication, she said, that I can take on my period, which I guess, like, binds the blood together and making me bleed less. I don't know. Moral of the story is you guys need to go get checked out, because if Tiffany's mom wouldn't have bullied me into going to the doctor,
threatened, bullied.
I wouldn't have known all of this. And
it could have been worse. I mean, yeah. I know, like, with the decisions you have, you could have had a much harder decision.
Well, she said if I would have waited any longer, and that's the whole thing, too, is I'm still not out of the woods. Mm-hmm. Like, I either need to have a baby, and if I have a baby, we would have to do another colposcopy, check the biopsies, and have another leap. Then I could have a baby. But then I would have to, after the baby's born, you know, go through all the stuff again and, you know, whatever. Or get it all ripped out, then I don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, it's just, it's a big, big, big decision. Not only is it costly, extremely costly, like I said, I'm going to need help, like a major surgery.
Yeah.
So, that's where I'm at now. For a while, like, during that whole week, I was really trying to tell myself that, like, I wanted another baby. I was like, I sat in this chair right here and I cried and was just like, I need to have a baby. I was crying. I was like, I never saw, which is true. I was like, you know, you realize, like, looking back, especially like reliving pregnancy again with you and all that, like looking back on all the things that I wished I could change and like all these things and knowing that like I could potentially, I'm in a better spot now financially, you know, mm-hmm. time-wise, like I could be the mom that I wanted to be back in the day for Michael now, you know,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, like I was talking to Travis, so I'm like, we have all these plans and like, I knew I didn't want any more kids. And I kept telling myself, I'm like, I know it's my fucking hormones. I'm like, it's my hormones that are like tricking me. It's because I'm getting all this information and I don't know how mm-hmm. to process it. And I know I don't want another kid. I'm like, I hated being pregnant and I don't want to start back over. And, you know, both my kids are in school and I would have to, you know, start all over again. And it's just like, I don't know. It was a fucking mess. So
I was curious as to how your traveling situations would be. Cause I know you guys said once Bryce was done and out of school that y'all, I don't think you guys were going to have a house. I think you guys were going to travel.
Yeah, we were going to travel, because I said that all the time, too. Like, I've been a mom literally since I was, like, 19, when I got pregnant with Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's nice to be able to have some freedom and stuff, but I was just like, man, I really want a girl. It's like, I never, you know, I never saw myself just being a boy mom and all this, and
mm-hmm.
realized very quickly that it was the hormones, and my kids drive me nuts. And I don't know if I want to start over again.
My kids drive me nuts. I think all kids do.
It was just, it was hormones and it was a lot of things. So I think as of right now, you know, and I went to my doctor's appointment last Wednesday, kind of like weighed the pros and cons and everything. Because also, did you know that I was in the midst of my crazy, because I've never been like that, like I was that week in my entire life. Like mm-hmm. I literally felt like, actually that's not true. I had a nervous breakdown 3 months after Michael was born. I mean, full nervous breakdown, like went to a crazy house and everything for 72. I was on a 72-hour hold. Like I had a legit breakdown. And that's how I felt, to be honest. Like mm-hmm. that's how I felt, like how hysterical and stuff is how I felt right before my nervous breakdown. So I was really scared because mm-hmm. that was like the worst moment of my whole entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And you just feel very alone. Like, you don't want to reach out. Like, I didn't want to reach out to Tiffany because she was so happy, you know. And I was like, I don't want to put what I'm going through on you because this mm-hmm. is your moment to be happy and whatever. And you just don't think people will really understand. Like, everyone that I knew that went through a hysterectomy was just telling me, make sure you know for sure. Mm-hmm. You know for sure. And I'm like, but I don't know for
you
sure.
You were looking for someone to give you, I think, an answer. Because you were like, just tell me. I was like, I can't. Like,
I know. But just tell me what to do, Tiffany. Should I have a baby or should I not? And Tiffany's like, I can't answer that for you. And I'm like, you're not my friend.
Can't give me that answer.
I was just a big old bag of hormones and just too much information. I don't even know. So in the midst of my like hysteria of going through all this, like I'm Googling all these things.
First of all, were you not the same fucking person who told me 2 weeks ago not to Google things?
Oh yeah, but I was crazy then. Like this was not normal. This was not me. Like I was scaring my husband.
I was crazy then.
Travis was just like, what the fuck? And I, you know, and I knew I
was never seen you emotional like that. I mean, no one has, because you're really not that type of person.
And it's crazy because, like, yeah, I was legit, like, scaring him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was just like, what the hell? Because we've never talked about having another baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's not something that I think I really I mean, I would love to. I've said it a million times, especially on here. Like, if it was between Bryce and Michael, like, mm-hmm. I would have been so much happier. But he's just like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, okay, well, I know I can't talk to you about it because my logical side of my brain was like, I know I sound crazy and I know I sound like a lunatic. And I don't want to be told that I'm crazy. I don't want you to look at me with fucking crazy eyes and be like, what the fuck are you talking about? And so I couldn't talk to him about it.
But it also affects him personally. Because, like, you talking about whether you want another kid is something that he can't be sitting there, like, giving you any opinion. Because
it's his kid.
It also affects him. So he can't be like, if this is what you want to do. Because then he has to tell himself, like, is this what I
want
to do?
And that's what he kept saying. He was like, if that's what you want, he's like, you know, we'll figure it out, blah, blah, blah. He's like, if that's what you really want, and I'm like, it's not about what I want, it's about an us thing, and I know you don't want another kid, and I know he doesn't want another kid, like, he loves the two that we have.
Oh, bro, you said he got a vasectomy right after
Bryce. He got a vasectomy, like, 3 months after. He says he gets stressed very easily. He has a very, very, very stressful job, so he's already, like, out of 10, he's on blood pressure medication, like, he's already stressed, and then the kids... And
I don't think the blood pressure is correlated to a stress, though.
I think it is, though. Honestly, I think it is. And then being married to me.
I know.
Bitch, all the shit that I put him through. Just a conversation today. You heard that man's blood boiling all the way on the phone.
He didn't say anything. You had to say, like, hello.
I know. I'd be stressing him out, too. And so I just know. I mean, I know for a fact he would do it. And he told me. He was like, he's like, being a dad is, like, the greatest thing I've ever done. He's like, I love being a dad. I love the kids. He's like, and I wouldn't mind having another baby. Mm-hmm. He's like, would it be my idea? And am I dying to have another baby? And he's like, no. He's like, you know, it's fine. He's like, it was very, very, very stressful because, you know, financially we weren't in a good spot when we had Bryce. Mm-hmm. He was working a lot, and I was working, and we never saw each other, even with our normal schedules, and it was a lot. Mm-hmm. And that was the whole thing, too, was I was like, I'm finally in a spot where I could stay home, and, like, the babies would be close in age, and, you know, I would finally get to have that feeling of having the two kids grow up together, and, you know, like, I was like, oh, that'd be so cute, or whatever. And just, like, living, like, all these things in my head, and, you know, I was talking to a fertility clinic, and I was, like, asking them questions and stuff, and because I also said in the midst of my hysteria, it'll only be a girl. Like, I would not do it if it were a boy.
You don't want another boy?
Fuck no.
It's just a straight honest
no. No, I love my boys, but damn, like, if I'm having another baby, like, I don't want it to be a boy. Mm-hmm. I already got two, and I've had enough. I had enough.
Your house with the third boy.
No. Fuck no. Absolutely not. Heavy fuck no. But with fertility, IVF or whatever, not fertility. I'm fertile. Fertile Myrtle over here. Okay. Fertile Myrtle. It would be IVF. And I was talking to a clinic, just getting information to, like, ease my own mind.
Yeah.
Because if, like I told you, I was like, honestly, like, I wish, I really hope on Wednesday... when I find out, which I already did find out.
I was like, is this future? It's in the past.
I was like, over here, this is like how crazy I am. I was over here crying. I'm like, I hope it is cancer. Like, I hope there's cancer in my uterus. And I know, they tell me.
Mm-hmm. Because you wanted them to make the decision for you.
I wanted them to make the decision.
She did not want cancer. She just wanted a final decision.
I wanted someone to make it. I didn't want the responsibility of making the decision and then looking back and regretting it and being like, well, I chose this. So I found out from the IVF people that... Mm-hmm. When men get snipped, the sperm is only good or, like, you know, high quality or for 6 years or no, 7 years after. Then their sperm quality goes down. So,
interesting.
Yeah. And so Bryce is going to be 7 this year.
So he would have
or next year.
Shitty quality sperm.
Yeah. The sperm quality goes down.
That's interesting. Because of the vasectomy?
Because of the vasectomy. She was like, yeah, you know, how long ago did your husband have a vasectomy? And it was like 6 years ago. And she was like, oh, well then, yeah, it would need to be done now. And I'm like, oh, great. And then it's like the same thing. She was like, with IVF, she was saying that the window is before 35.
To get IVF?
For like the prime... IVF.
I mean, I think ideal age, but I know people who are in their 40s that are getting IVF.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be harder.
I can't remember. Again, I was very hysterical through this whole thing. I feel like I was in, like, a manic state. She said something about, like, trying before 35 And then if it was over 35, I would have to go, like, a different, or not a different route, but, like, there was, like, a different way between, like, 35 and 40 that you would have to do it. It was just a lot of information. And then, I mean, it did make me feel better because, you know, I had Travis saying, yes, I had a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then once I got my period, I was just like, damn, I think I'm okay. Like, I think I'm good. The plan right now is I was going to get a hysterectomy this year because I already met my deductible, mm-hmm. but I couldn't even be scheduled for surgery until November.
November.
Yeah, end of November. And it takes 2 months to recover. And then I would be, I'm going to Wyoming with the boys in January.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
January, so I wouldn't be recovered by then, so we have to wait till November anyway, so...
No, you have to wait till next year
anyway. I have to wait till next year anyway, so then... This is why I tell you information, because then you can just reiterate it. But anyway, so that's... That is that, and...
It buys you some time.
It does, so I don't have I don't have surgery on the schedule yet. I think I kept it just open for now, because mm-hmm. I wasn't really sure, and I wanted to talk to Travis about it, obviously... but yeah, I don't know. That's where we're at.
No, I love that. I mean, it buys you some time. March comes, you can hold this baby for a week. Maybe it'll be a super crying baby and I'll be like, Megan,
we'll take a nap with the baby.
No, take the baby for a week. What do you mean a fucking nap? You think 30 minutes is gonna be helpful?
And now I'm like, damn. So I need to schedule my freaking surgery if I do go with hysterectomy, which I think that's what it's gonna be. Like, I kind of left it open when I left the appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of just, like, after talking to Travis and, you know, really spending some quality time with my kids this weekend, I was like, maybe I don't want any more kids.
Could stay here to remind me how much I love you.
I know. And I'm like, you know, it would be nice to have some, I don't know. I weighed the pros and cons and just, like, how realistic it would be for me to have another baby right now. I already have two. One's about to start high school. One's in elementary school. And I would literally be starting over again. And I would rather take the time and money I have now and invest it in the boys. Because we're just, that's what I was telling Travis. I was like, we get to go on this Wyoming trip, right? We're just at the point now with Bryce where Bryce can get on skis if he wants to. If he mm-hmm. wants to go and ride the gondola, if he wants to go and, you know, play in the snow. Like, we're just at that point now where...
You guys, all four of you can do something.
We can go to an amusement park together and actually enjoy it. Bryce mm-hmm. remembers everything. You know, like, I feel like I'm getting my money's worth now versus a newborn where, one, you're stuck. Like, you can't do anything with a newborn for, like, the first year.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically homebound. I mean, you can bring them places and stuff, but it is, you have to carry a stroller. You have to bring all this stuff. Like, I don't need to do that now. So I would rather take that and take our money, go on family trips like we're doing this year, you know, like, do more stuff and invest in the time that we have now, mm-hmm. especially with Michael and all the stuff he's going to be going through emotionally and, you know, taking that time and really focusing it on him and, you know, all the changes that he's going to be going through rather than having another baby.
Yeah, especially now he's going to start getting into that age where he's going to want, like, nothing to do with any of us.
I know, and I think that's, like, the most important age, to be honest, because you don't want them to feel like they have to confide in other people. You want to, you know, keep them as close as possible just because, you know, it's so easy to fall mm-hmm. in, you know, the wrong crowd or whatever. Like me.
I love that.
Perfect example. Yeah, I didn't have my mom there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's what I'm doing. I think I'm going to get the hysterectomy. I always need to have it, like, as soon as I get back. I'm going to come home from Wyoming. I'm going to be, like, on the surgery table because I need to be fully recovered before Tiffany comes
back. I know.
So I can help her and hold the baby. And
Megan emphasized I cannot have a 10-pound baby because she cannot hold over 10 pounds.
Yeah, I won't be able to hold over 10 pounds for a while. So the baby needs to be small and hopefully... Well, I mean, if they said if they can do it laparoscopically, the... healing will be better. Less. It'll be, I guess, like 6 to 8 weeks versus like a full 8+ weeks. Mm-hmm. Because if they can't, because they won't be able to tell me either until they're in there, they said.
Like during?
Yeah, they have to, they're going to try laparoscopically mm-hmm. through my belly button. And then they said if once they're in there, if they can't, then they'll have to give me basically like a C-section scar and take everything out. Mm-hmm. So that's it. That's what I've been going through. That's why I've been looking like shit a lot lately. That's why I've been gaining some weight because I've been eating. Well, I've been having it all summer, but it was because the depression.
I can't with you. That's been happening all summer.
I know. No, but for real, I just have not been the greatest. Mentally, mm-hmm. It's a lot of decisions, a lot of procedures, man. There was so many fucking procedures this summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to go and see the doctor a lot.
I was constantly at the fucking doctor, and it was just, I think that's where we're at. Hysterectomy next year, and then I told Tiffany, I was like, you better let me fucking see that baby.
That was just too funny. Yeah, I was actually telling Megan yesterday. Was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. I don't know, whatever day. I had my mom here over here and saying, like, I know Megan's going to have the baby more. And then Megan's like, your mom's going to have the baby more. And Mike are like, are we ever going to have the baby?
No. Be FaceTiming the baby. I'm going to get the baby a cell phone.
I know. Yeah, Mike was dying. He's like, do they think that they're not going to have the baby? And I was like, I don't know.
So I don't know. I think it's just, again, like, just a lot of information that I never thought a day in my life that I would have to make this decision. You know what I mean?
Probably thought it was going to happen exactly what it happened, like when you had this last time, like when Bryce was younger. Yeah. And you had the, was it a colposcopy? You had something done. You thought you had like cyst or something down there, and you had something done.
I can't remember what it was. That was like 6 years ago. Yeah. I had something similar where they removed the, I think it was like a scrape or something, mm-hmm. where they removed the cells. But I guess I was supposed to go back, and I never went back.
For, like, results or, like, a routine thing, you mean?
I guess to make sure they got it all. Mm. They said come back in a year for a regular pap, and then I didn't go back.
Gotcha.
So I didn't go to the gynecologist for,
like, 6 years.
6 years. So.
Wait, no, that's how my mom's thread started.
That's how it progressed. Because the lady said, it'll progress.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been growing and brewing inside you.
So, did you know that, which I, you know, obviously I've decided on the hysterectomy right now. And so I was doing some research.
Googling.
Not only will I not have a period ever again, I'll never have to go to the gynecologist again.
Really? Like, you don't have to get a pap smear or anything like that?
What are they going to pap? There's no cervix.
I don't know. Just for funsies?
Nope.
Just take a look-sees?
Nope. Every once in a while, they'll have to, like, look at my ovaries to make mm-hmm. sure there's no, like, ovarian cysts, but I don't have to get a pap smear anymore. So, apparently, I don't know. You guys can do your own Google, but I'm gonna tell Tiffany. So, I was like, damn. So, they're taking, like, the whole thing. So, when you're having sex, you have a vagina.
Oh, girl, you threw me off where we were going with this.
You have a vagina, and then there's the cervix at the end, right? Mm-hmm. Holds baby, holds your uterus and everything inside. I'm not mm-hmm. gonna have a cervix, and I'm not gonna have a uterus. So, it's just gonna be, like, an open hole. So listen. So
I thought I was scared where we're going with
this. No, so they sew it like while you're in there, and so
they sew what?
Your vagina wall, and it becomes like a, I forgot what it was called, like a vagina cup or something.
So are you having like a smaller vagina?
I don't know, but all I know, Travis is like, what are you talking about? Because you know, I'm giving it a call. So because you know, if he would have been up in there, girl, it would have been like in my insides. It just would have been like a free for all. There's no stepping. So, they have to create, like, a little, like, wall thing.
Oh, yeah, like, where he's just going to be exploring the universe to make
it. My rib cage. Like, oh, no. That's my rib. No, like, I didn't know all of this. Like, I didn't even think about it. I was like, wait a minute. Okay. So, I literally Googled it. I was like, do you have to go to the gynecologist if you have a hysterectomy? And they were like, what are they checking? I'm like, no.
I'm assuming that it maybe gives, like, because usually, you know, when, like, you say, like, you tell a man that it, like, hurts or something, it's because they're hitting, like, the cervix. Your cervix.
Yeah.
So if you don't have that and they're closing it before the cervix, like, is your vagina getting smaller now?
I don't know if they close it, like,
are they giving you an extra few inches? Like,
can I ask? Like, yeah, I don't know.
I'm curious.
I guess they're going to go up, like, the vaginal, I guess, like, where the cervix would normally start, like, maybe that's where they'll cap it. I don't know.
Is your...
These are questions that I should ask. This is after I Googled. Like, I mean, this is after my appointment. Like, I thought of all this, and I was like, damn.
Yeah, that's,
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting.
Something that, like, you just don't think about. No, I won't have to get.
Consider that or think of
I won't have to get like a pap smear. I won't get my nothing. No speculum up there or nothing.
Interesting.
Yep. No more gynecologist. When your mom's like, "When's the last time you went to gynecologist?" I'll be like, "Oh, bitch." No, I was kidding. Love you, Janet. I would never call you that.
I can't with you.
Yeah,
that's a
little food for thought.
Yeah, like, because obviously they're gonna have to close it. You can't have that big gaping hole and stuff like that. But like,
damn, it's not big.
Like, that'd be interesting. Just freaking,
yeah, they sell
throw
it.
A tampon in that. Oh, you
won't get a period. God
damn. Okay,
I won't have a period.
So the only thing that's going in there is
Travis. That's it. That is it. So.
You're just so blunt with things, and I'm like trying to like casually like beat around them.
It's because we're on the podcast, you know. If you weren't on the podcast, you'd be just as blunt. I just don't give a shit.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what's been going on with me. Yeah. So hysterectomy 2024. You're gonna be past this 2024 hashtag. Past this 2024 will be hysterectomy 2024. I love that. So. I'm gonna have to have some people help me out. I don't know. I just feel like I know I felt very, very, very alone coming to this realization and stuff and not having anyone I could really relate to. I don't really know anybody else who's openly like talked about on social media anything like this. I don't know anybody else who's had a hysterectomy, especially this young.
Mm-hmm.
My stepmom who had one, she was 40. And that was a big thing too, is I was like, damn, I'm so young. Like, this sucks. But if anyone else is going through the same thing, or you have a husband who's fixed and you're like, I don't know why I always say fixed. I mean, vasectomy.
I say fixed too. Yeah. It is technically fixed. Like, snipped. Problem solved.
You have a friend here if you ever want to reach out, because I do not know anybody else who's going through what I'm going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not, you know, dealing with all this, like if you want to have another baby and, you know, your husband is snipped, you know, reach out. Been there, realize I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still do, but I just think the cons very much outweigh the positives, because I do have your baby who I can spend time with, and then I could just give it back.
And unless it's your week.
Unless it's my week.
I just put Megan's portable crib thingy in my baby registry, so she's stopped for a week.
No, it's. I'm excited, and I think it's good. Like, I'm thinking about the two I already have, and not that it would, you know, take away any time from them, but just, I want to give my kids the best childhood I absolutely can, and, you know.
I think it'll be very interesting to see how we all are with the dynamic of, like, three kids. And I think, especially with the baby, because we weren't friends when, like, well, we were, like, nice to each other, but, like, when Bryce was a baby.
Like a newborn?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm stepping on your thing. Compared to, like, now, like, when I come over to your house and when we do, like, barbecues and stuff together, like, we'll have, a crying baby in the house. And, like, how we do, like, disciplining in the house with the whole, like, no-goes. Like, and
bring, because usually, like, you're, like, struggling to, like, bring stuff inside my house. And I'd be like, I have to get the baby. I need to get this. And I need to get that. Like, I'm going to help you.
I know. Get the stuff in. It's going to be a packed house. 5 cats, 3 kids, 4 husbands.
You can bring the dogs.
Don't even get me started. It's just going to be so overwhelming.
I know. I was telling Travis, too. I was like, that's a fucking car seat. It's going to be me, you, like.
I know. We got a car seat for Bryce, so it's.
No, I know. We have a car
seat. Takesy turnsies over here.
I know. I'm like, it's just so much. Like, and then I was thinking, too, I was like, damn. Well, I guess, well, yeah, it would be Michael in high school if I did have another baby. It would be a baby in pre-K, and it would be Bryce finishing elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be at 3 different schools.
Yeah.
Like, that's too much.
Unless, like, well, I guess the schools over here don't really have pre-K with the elementary schools.
Yeah, the boys' school now does, but still, like, if we move in the next 6 years or whatever, like, because
mm-hmm.
I still want to move. I don't want to be here. Yeah. But I don't know. I think I was just being crazy, and I was just a little envious that you were having a girl, and I always wanted a girl, mm-hmm. and I was just like, damn, like, they're telling me I need to make a decision now, and this is my one chance, my last chance.
Mm-hmm.
And I went a little crazy to myself. I kept it in.
Yes, you kept it in so well.
Crying
just hysterically crying.
Bryce asking me if I'm okay all the time. Like, I was just, oh my God, it was a fucking mess. Like, but also, again, it was probably a lot of, like, emotions that needed to be released. Yeah. I never am very emotional. I don't know. I feel so much better now, though. No. It's like, I don't need to cry again for another 3 years. I won't cry again until the baby's born. I feel great.
Did you cry when the kids were born?
No.
I love that. Okay, good. Because I was really scared. I was like, do you have to, like...
Everyone asked me if I cried, like, when I found out I was pregnant or, like, when I found out I was a girl. And I'm like, no. Like, no. I'm excited, but, like, I don't cry when I'm happy. I cry when I'm sad.
Yeah. I just don't cry, period. Like,
or when you say something super funny, like, when...
Yeah.
Bryce's situation a couple of weeks ago.
The diarrhea one?
Oh, you were almost in tears.
And I was like, in tears. What the fuck? I literally was crying. So, I'll tell it real quick because it was a funny story. So Bryce and Mike.
Yes.
Had a stomach virus of some sort, but I didn't know Bryce had a stomach virus. And I didn't know Mike did either.
Mm-hmm.
But we were sitting on the couch, we were playing a card game, and then I saw the light was on in the bathroom or something, and I was like, you need to get up and go shut the light off. And he jumps up and he looks at me and he goes,
I knew that was good.
He looks at me, and he's like...
I feel so bad for that baby.
He's like, I pooped my pants. And I was like... So funny, because we are obviously very immature, and we joke about poop all the time. Like, it's... I tried to tone it back on social media, but I don't think you realize how much we actually use toilet humor in this family. So, he's like... I put my pants, and I'm like, oh, that's so funny. And he grabs his butt. And he's like, mommy, I just went diarrhea. And I'm like, and he like starts like tearing up, and I'm like still laughing because I'm like, it's a joke, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And so I'm like, then go to the bathroom. And he like runs to the bathroom. And he's like, what? Like I am now, I can't speak, and so I called Travis first of all, and he didn't answer, so I called Tiffany. I was trying to explain it to her.
I heard nothing. All I heard on the phone call is Megan in tears, first of all, is all I heard, because I was laughing. Bryce is in the background screaming and crying, so I was like, something happened to him, and she's calling me because something's happened to him, and she's like, you're not gonna believe this!
Oh my God.
And she's still crying and laughing and crying, and all I hear Bryce go, it's and I was like, damn, something happened. But I don't know what the fuck Megan's saying, because she's trying to say words, and she's crying, and she's laughing.
Oh my God. I was crying so hard. And I was like, wow. And then in my mind, I'm like, damn, I'm like literally the worst mother there is. Like, my son is crying on the toilet because he has diarrhea.
She's on the phone. He shit himself.
Like, I pooped his pants. Oh my God. It was so sad. I feel so bad. In retrospect, because I didn't know, and that was the thing too, is I didn't know it was a stomach virus, and I thought it was a joke at first, but turns out, and I didn't know how much he actually shit, like I thought it might have been a shart, because he's definitely done that before, where he goes to the toilet, and he's like, I farted in my underwear, and like, what does that mean? And he's like, look,
like a little piece of poop.
He's like, look, it's a fart. And I'm like, that's a shart. It's not a fart. He's like, look at it. And I'm like, if I have to look at it, bud, like, that's so not I a fart.
Him.
So that's what, I don't know, girl. It was just too much. It was, oh my God. He ended up getting a stomach virus, and he ended up having like really bad diarrhea for like a while. And then I felt bad. And then I asked, then I found out that Mike was also shitting his brains out.
Yeah, I was telling you, I was like, Mike also has diarrhea. Didn't shit himself, but he also had diarrhea.
And then I asked you what color it was, because Bryce's diarrhea was yellow.
Oh, and then I told you, I was like, Mike's is also yellow.
And that's how I knew that they both had the same thing. But I felt so bad because he was sitting on the toilet and he had been pooping all day and he was like screaming. That's when I started to feel bad because he was screaming that it burned.
It does. I've been there. I know exactly that feeling to just keep going, and it's just like acid.
I know.
And a little butthole.
It was literally like every 10 minutes, like he was getting up and then having to go. And then he would start crying. He's like, I don't want to go. And that's when I felt horrible, and I wasn't laughing. But he ended up missing school the next day. But anyway, I don't know what started this.
I can't remember what I was saying. What I had to do. I had to do with Bryce. Something with Bryce.
I don't know.
I can't remember. But... Oh, something with you crying. Oh, that I only...
Oh, that was the last time you saw me cry.
That's the only time you were crying, but you were laughing crying.
I know. I just don't cry a lot. Like, I didn't cry when I got married. I didn't cry when my kids were born.
That was what it was, though.
I didn't cry. You know what I did? I didn't cry, but I teared up. I remember Bryce's graduation, this pre-K graduation, where they had that, like, that collage of, like, the little kids. And it showed, like, the little kids on their first day of preschool and then, like, the last day. Oh, and then the song that they played. Oh, my God. It made me tear up. I was just like, my baby's getting so big.
I know.
And then coming out in their little cap and gowns. Like, that made my heart, like, my dad cried, too. But, like, I don't really cry over stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I was like, I hope I don't look like a horrible person. If, like, not bawling over here and Megan's over here like, oh, my God.
I know. I might cry when I see your baby, but I guess we'll see.
Like, oh my goodness. I know. Lucky for us, the hospital that we've given birth at is between both Megan and I's houses. Not planned, but it's just very convenient. School,
so it's right in between the middle. So I'll be right there.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm super excited. So
Popeyes is not too far from there either.
I know, right? Popeyes is right there. Yep. So you can bring you some Popeyes.
I was trying to type something on my phone, completely off topic. Something on my phone I was trying to type, and it all corrected. It said, did you mean Popeyes? I was like, damn, do I be saying that a lot?
When is this podcast coming out? I'm pointing to your
calendar. This podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's for... Oops. We got titty cookies today from our facial place.
They are literally titty. They're boobies.
And it just popped up on my phone. It was just full of titties.
Yeah. The place we got facials is also like a med spa. They do boobs there. Not where I got mine done, but...
Wait, what are we trying to figure out again?
Let me see which week. Let me see.
It's this week. That's when this podcast will come out, yeah.
Damn, I was going to tell you guys what we were doing for Halloween, but...
Oh, no, not... You got 2 more weeks, girl.
Never mind, I'm not going to tell you guys. You guys will have to wait, but it's going to be hysterical, and you guys are going to be like, are you fucking kidding me? And you're going to love it.
I'm just saying, Halloween is on a Tuesday, so if Tuesday is our podcast,
girl, are we doing the podcast full feet?
That would honestly be fucking hysterical, but I don't think I could sit in here for an hour not pissing myself every time I looked at you, looked at myself in the mirror behind the camera. I'd have to close my eyes the whole entire time.
I think it'd be hysterical. We'll take a vote on it. We'll put a pin in it and we'll be back.
Oh my God. I would be in fucking tears.
I love that for
you. And I know, like, the people who listen to our podcast in the audio version, you'd be like, what are we talking about? Then you go on YouTube and be like, what the heck?
No. Maybe we should.
That'd be so funny. No, that would be interesting. Maybe take the, when we dress up?
The week of Halloween.
Well, no, I thought that specific costume is when we dress up my week.
What's on Halloween on?
What?
Halloween's on my week or your week?
Halloween is on your week.
Okay. And Halloween on Tuesday?
Yeah, Halloween's on a Tuesday, and the day we're dressing up that thing is that Saturday.
Alright. Cool beans.
So we could do, like, the microphones, like, to the side, like, hide from the camera and be like, what do you think we are, guys? And, like, show, like, little sneak peeks. Take a foot out. Take, like, a hand out.
That's how the audio going.
And then just slowly come in with everything.
Oh, God. Alright.
Do a whole routine.
Girl. And a 5, 6, 7, 8.
It would be worth it. I think you guys would think it'd be worth it. I think it would be, if you ever thought we were cringe before a day in our lives, this would be it.
It would, my dad's gonna,
like, if you were like, Megan and Tiffany are a little bit of mature and kind of childish, this would not be the video for you.
You are, though. I mean, and that's one thing that, like, will never change about me is, and you can tell it with our husbands, too, we will never grow up. Like, our husbands are very immature, they're very, like, annoyingly immature sometimes, where, like, they literally think, they forget that they're pushing 40, both of them.
Oh, I love that.
And they be, you know, doing stuff, and you're like, you're not 20 anymore. Me and Tiffany are also very immature.
We are.
And that's why we don't fit in with a lot of people, because you should hear, you look at the text.
I was gonna say, don't even hear our conversation. Look at the text messages.
You should think about the things that we don't post. We do take you guys into consideration. But anyway. we gotta go pick up the kids, speaking of. So we will see you next week. If you guys have any podcast topics,
yes,
comment below.
If you're ready for the segment, I need a bestie to come back.
Yeah, email us at fromblendedtobesties@gmail.com, and maybe we'll start doing that next week since we don't really have any more huge pregnancy or anything announcements.
Yes.
I do want to do unsolicited parenting advice for Tiffany, so if you have any of that, you can send us a message on social media, Moms of Tampa, anywhere, or I'm going to do a little question box on this one, maybe you can drop it below.
Yes.
So that is it. We will catch you guys in the next one.
Yep.
And that's it.
See you later. Bye. Bye.